From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump struck a markedly softer tone on touchy subjects like North Korea and trade with Chinese President Xi Jinping Thursday, and highlighted his incredibly warm feeling toward his counterpart. Trump blamed his predecessors in Washington for the trade deficit with China, and said things could not remain the same.
The United States really has to change its policies because they've gotten so far behind on trade with China.
Trump concluded the remarks by touting his great chemistry with President Xi. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Thursday NATO defense ministers are considering ways to bring Russia into compliance with a key arms control treaty.
We have a firm belief now over several years that the Russians have violated the INF, and our effort is to bring Russia back into compliance. It is not to walk away from the treaty.
Mattis said NATO's discussions about Russia were held with an eye towards sustaining other arms control pacts as well. The U.S. Treasury sanctioned 10 Venezuelans Thursday, including a number of government officials, in the latest step by the Trump administration to pressure Caracas over what it sees as an erosion of democracy in the oil-rich country. The Treasury made the announcement via its website. U.S. forces conducted an airstrike against al-Shabaab in Somalia Thursday, killing several militants, according to the U.S. military. The drone strike hit targets in the Bay region of Somalia, about 160 kilometers west of Mogadishu. No civilians were killed in the strike. For additional stories, pictures, and videos, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News.